Shek Zayin Gimdalin Pashas Vayikra.
We mentioned a shaila. The Gemara says that you mekayim shtores. The way you mekayim a shtar is from shtar shiotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeisdi. This is the way you do kiyum shtores. So from different shtar shiotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeisdi. When you mention machlekes, we have to have the aror. You don't have to have the aror. But we have to mekayim the shtar from shtar sheniskayim bebeisdin. And Ashayla was, why you have to have a kiyum shtores dafka from a shtar sheniskayim bebeisdin? Hare mideiraisa edim achasuyim al ashtar nasik mishenechker o edusam bebeisdin. You write me the rabbonon, you need kiyum. And we mentioned from Rabbi Sazalman, from Rabbi Ochber, that it's two tzdodim. Psalevi. One side that ain't a chanami with the rabbonon, every shtar is a chaspe be'alme. Kol zman inan mekayim the shtar, it's a chaspe be'alme. So if you that side, it makes sense. You cannot be mekayim a shtar only if the other shtar was niskayim be'bezdin. If the other shtar was not niskayim be'bezdin, there's no way to mekayim from that shtar. That shtar is a chaspe be'alme. But if we say no, every shtar is a good shtar, even with the Rabbanon. No, Chazal gave me a koyach to tain a mezuyev. Kozman, I don't tain a mezuyev, is no chshar ziyev. Is a loch et tanin and zog teises, couple places in Shas, even if he's not here, we tain it for a mezuyev, but it's a din midin tanin and that we tain a mezuyev. But on tain a mezuyev, the shtar is a good shtar. So maybe we ask the kasha, when I'm coming to mekayim a shtar, and I have another shtar, the other shtar with the reisa is a good shtar. So the other shtar is a foolish shtar. If the other shtar is a foolish shtar, if the other shtar is keilu shenechkiro idusam bebeizdin, so why I can't be mekayim this shtar from the other shtar? You're right. And this shtar I have a schus to tain a mezuyev. Or beizdin make taninen from me mezuyev. But on the other shtar they don't. So why I can't make a kiyum from this, from the other shtar to this shtar? Why the other shtar has to be niskayim bebeisdin? This is the kasha we shtelt. And avade, before we go into the ikar kasha, you could have said, azevi the rishonim hold, that even if the other shtar is niskayim is not enough, you have to have shiyotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeizdin. We need that that shtar was aror and a beizdin. We explained from that the Rosh Lui, the Shita explains the Asrashi, why you have to have aror v'niskayim bebeizdin. Because even if it's niskayim, maybe the beizdin will not medayek kulehai. We need mamish a shtar that was aror and beizdin were medayek. And we explained for Ashvir Shtores, you need such a shtar kezach. No, so if you have to have aro v'niskayim bebeizdin, so you added midereisa every shtar is kimishanach kiro, that could be it's not enough. You need aro v'niskayim bebeizdin. When it's aro, you need a starker level of niskayim. So you added the other shtar is noch shash ziyuf. But if you need more from a kiyum, you need aro v'niskayim bebeizdin, maybe the kasha is not a kasha. Abashita sarosh, and shchonoch, that you don't have to have aro v'niskayim bebeizdin. If the shtar is niskayim ready, you could make a kiyum. So our question was, so why by us is al, why you have to have bichlal kiyum? Klapi the tzveid the shtar, I'm not a man da omar bichlal. And lechur etz kimishan nechkeroi dusam. So now we have a real shvui ashtores. Mayite lechur mayoysif loch to have a kiyum and the other shtar. So again, maybe you could say balabatish, like we said yesterday, that beetzem shvui ashtores is a shvach kiyum. The Eidim decide, the Beis Din, what the Rishonim say, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Modche, Mechateisa, the signatures are the same. Who says? And the Dayan looks in his eyes, it looks similar. So it could be every shtar is kimishanechkiro. But it's mistome kimishanechkiro. And when you medame the chsimis, it's another mistome. It's like two mistomes. First, mistomet, okay, avad, you can be same on it. And then mistomet looks the same. And two mistomets, we don't want to rely. This is the reason you have to have that shtar niskay. But I will say these are two like side terutzim. That if it's a din in our sugi, then it's not stam a shvuya shtoris. It's shtar shiotzol of arov in iskay and bebezdin. Or even without that, a shvuya shtoris is a weak thing. And it's only doimet. So the mele, you have to have that at least the original will be a shtark shtar that bezdin really decide that it's a good shtar. If the first shtar is only stam, aber behelem these two terutzim, we remind me that we have a starke kash and a shvuya shtoris. Why you need to mekayim a shtar davke from a shtar shen iskayim bebeist? So I brought down the first tells of Yezel Pilz. He tined a chidush. I don't think it's true, but this is what he tined is. He tined is like this. You're right that I don't have a schus tain a ziyu from the tzveite shtar. I'm not a baal dovo. But if I say vayt that it's negeah to me, and I have a negir because they want to mekayim the shtar from that shtar, I have a schus of taina ziyuf. Afazei vayt. You're right that I don't have a schus taina ziyuf from the other shtar. But afazei vayt that they want to mekayim this shtar from that shtar. Saval afazei vayt from that shtar, they want to mekayim this shtar. Bemele, I have a schus taina ziyuf and that shtar clapping me. What? The same in Lekuchas, the same in Lekuchas. When you want to be goyim from Lekuchas, so the Lekuchas, the Moshel, Reuven is chayv to Shimon money. Shimon takes a shtar on Reuven. Reuven is not around. He wants to be goyim from the Lekuchas. So we tie him with the Lekuchas Mezuyev. Because Shimon wants to collect the money that Reuven owes him from the Lekuchas of Reuven. Reuven owed Shimon money and he sold his house. So Shimon could collect it from Reuven or from the house of Reuven that is now by Levi. So the halacha is we tie him Mezuyev. Why he has a negia? This is what he wanted to say. I think he bought even the Rai from the Lekuchas. And I think if you understand, and if you understand Belom, this is no Shaychas. The Lekuchas are Balidvorim, and the Shaila, if Reuben owes Shimon money or not, clap it that you're coming to collect their Sada. Here, you're not about Dovo Bichlal. What Punk, Beisin decide to look on it, and if the chsimas are good, they want to match with the shtores, I don't become a baal dovo bichlal. I will ask you a shaila. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven owes Shimon money. Two people made a bet. If Reuven owes Shimon money, I will give you $1 million. Now is a shtar that Reuven owes Shimon money. So at the end of the shtar is mezuyif. He's a baal dovo? Because he decided to look on you, he's a baal dovo? Not a baal dovo. No shaychas. I don't know Baal Dovo, no Sheikhas, the Yerem Shtar. Grade, if that is a Chasima, Beisdin want to require my Chasima. No, no. Lost Beisdin to do it. I'm not a Baal Dovo. To tie him as Zuyev, you need to be a Baal Dovo. You don't have a Schus, Beisdin don't listen. You can't tie him as Zuyev.
It doesn't do anything because I'm not.
You can't tie a person is not on Baal Ashtar.
I'm not the Baal Dovo here, so therefore I'm not the Baal Dovo. But I get him, but like my says, I can tie him as Zuyev on that.
Again, so Beisdin don't listen. Beisdin don't listen. Again, Beisdin don't listen. It's garnished.
Why is Beisdin listen?
Because you're not a Baal Dovo. Because like Gabi the shtar, you're not a baal dovo. They don't listen.
Gabi himself, they don't listen.
They don't listen. He's not a man.
Yeah, it's kind of, we don't listen. No, Gabi,
again, Klapi the shtar, they don't listen.
He said, I don't know.
Let me show if you trust them or not. No one asks you. It's not negea to you.
Sure it is.
This is the first side, and the other side explains that it's different. So, you remember, that's the first side I have in the gear. I think that mahalach is nishkin the MS mahalach. So Rebel Schwarzman, Shifim Bissat Talmud, Zichat Tzadik, is a goyin oilom. He wanted a taina along the shatayin. He wanted a taina. You're right. The other shtar is kimishenech kiro. So Beisdin being a raya from that shtar to this shtar. Why the second shtar is kemishenech kiro? Lechotzi finish leziyufe. We know the shtar is good. Ari be'etzem, the second shtar, the one that is negeah to us, also is lechotzi finish leziyufe. And the shtar that I'm tying mezuyif, be'etzem is a loichotzi finish lezuyif. And the shtar that I'm tying mezuyif is a loichotzi finish lezuyif. No, I have a schus to tie mezuyif. So I bring a shtar, and that shtar is a loichotzi finish lezuyif. And I have a schus to tie mezuyif. Tell me, yeah, but I have a raya from another shtar. We see the signatures there, it's the same signatures. That shtar is giboit and leichotzi finish lezeyufe. So we bring the leichotzi finish lezeyufe here. And again, I get tainim mezuyif. It can't be better from the other shtar. The other shtar also has a leichotzi finish lezeyufe. So I'll repeat that. If lechotzif is emes, so this is a good shtar. This shtar also has a lechotzif. But I have a schus to tie in a mezuyif. What you added to me that you stole the two to the other one? And I will explain it maybe a little bit more belondus. The lundus is azeh, azeh dachzach. If the pshat noch my tine, the lechotzif disappears, I make sfeikis in the lechotzif. And this lechotzif keilu, maybe this guy is a liar. So you're right. Bring a guy from somewhere else. But the terrace is, it's not, lechotzif is a metzias, it's not lechotzif. I have a schus, Chazal gave me a schus, not to rely on lechotzif. If I say that I'm not relying on lechotzif, the other shtar is leimale veleimayri. It's the zelbe koyach hashtar. What I was mechia, that if lechotzif, it's a good chasima. This I have here also. But my schus is to ask for a better bill. My schus is don't rely on kimishan echkero. I want more. So what are you telling me? But if a different kimishan echkero, it's not the pshat. Kiilu. If you will learn pshat, kiilu, I could break kimishan echkero. I could break it in this one. I can't break it in that one. So I'm bringing it from that one. But it's not the pshat. Sida kimishan echkero. Sida lechotzif. My schus taina is, even so, I could taina mezuyev. This is my koyach. Even so, I can tie in a mezuyif. If my koyach is that even so, I can tie in a mezuyif, so what do you bring me? That is another shtar kimishan echkero, and I see that's the same.
Why are you cautious for that? You could.
This is my schus. Bemeile, I can tie in a mezuyif. Bemeile, I can tie in a mezuyif. Yeah, but it's also actually stopping a sach in this mahalach. Why? Because again, could be when I tie the klapi this shtar, I have a koyach to make a reyese. Klapi the other shtar, I don't have a koyach to make a reyese. So you're right that I'm getting the koyach from that shtar, but I can't meoire, I can't make sveikis. I'll believe stopping belumnus. So we wanted to mention a third hesber. That be'etzim kimishenach kiro yidusom bebeizdin helps klapi what the shtar is talking about. That he's not mezuyif. That the edus is emes. Ober, we said, if we have a shayla, if this person is a kotten or a godl, avada the shtar doesn't say that he's a godl. If you want to use him to parsha zohar the edim, we don't have a raya that igdoilim. The shtar, I'm not choishish that he's mezuyif. But I can't say today, I have edus that these are the signatures. I have edus that these are the signatures. Klapi der shtar, I have edus. But when I want the medame to a different shtar, klapi that, it doesn't help to say, I have edus that these are the signatures. Memele, you can't be medame chasimes. You can't say the other shtar is kemisha nechkiro edus. This is the svar we wanted to say. You know, we have to fill it with a sugyan of Chof Dalet, Ma'ilim Nishtoris, Liyuchsi Mishtoris, but I think it's not shver from there. So someone that is a Kohen, we could trust that he's a Kohen. But there is the Eidus that he's a Kohen. Chof Dalet Amud Beis. I want a little bit to go weiter. We mentioned yesterday a Shaila. We're learning the sugyan from Ashvui Yishtoris, it's based on the sugyan and Shas from Ashvui Yishtoris. It's a couple more Gemoras. How you mekayim ashvui yeshtores? Kiyum has more sugyas of kiyum, but the sugya from ashvui yeshtores be'etzem is ksuv as nafchof. As we mentioned, all the machlekes, the rishonim, all the beautiful shittas. We learn the sugya from Ashvuya Shtaris. And I stell the kasha. What would it be if you have a shtar that was niskayim from Befanai Nechta or Befanai Nechta? So now it's a good shtar. And if the Baal is Me'arer and he says Mizuyev is not Nemon, Kamevur and Gittin Daf Gimel Amud Baalev. Now you have a shtar moment that are the same Eidim, the same signatures, and you want to make a Shvuya Shtaris. You can make a Shvuya Shtaris in Shat Ashtar, or you cannot make a Shvuya Shtaris in Shat Ashtar. The first shtar is a get that was said before an echta, before an echta. Now you want the medame a different shtar to that shtar moment. The before an echta doesn't help, but you want to make a shvuya shtaris. Bashkofa rishoyno, everyone would say, everyone that he has this shaila will say, avada it works. Ari midei raisa kimishen echkeo. No rabbonu nu deatzruch kiyu. And Chazal said that this is enough for kiyu. Mishumiguna akilu, aber the paskin that it's enough, and taina ziyuv doesn't help. So now I know that it's good. If now I know that it's good, I could be mash v'shtoretz. And Voskimenton is an often a gemara and git in the Chesamut base that it's muchach that it doesn't help. The gemara says that the eved shehevi gitoi, eved is like a isha, v'kosav atzmi v'nechosai. And as he says before nechta, before nechta, atzmi kona, nechosim loy kona. Klapei the shichu, that is like a get isha, he's believed. Klapei the moment he's not believed. Frektach the shayle, make a kiyu minei v'bei. Make a shvuya shtoris. The get is okay. The moment is not okay. But it's the same signature. Now, lo yitzur, you would have a get, and then you would have a shtar moment. If you can mekayim the shtar moment from the get, now in the same get, the shtar moment and get. So we make palgina and the get, you believe the moment you not believe. Now take the shtar and make a kiyum on the shtar moment shabbat. The first minute we make palginin, we believe the gabi the get, we don't believe the gabi the moment. But take the same shtar and make a kiyum in neve bay. The Teretz is, you can't make a Shvuya Shtoris from a Befanai Nechtav to a Shtar moment. It's an often a Gemor. And now the Shaila is, but why? So I think here it's Muchach. I came out think that it's Muchach that you said we say. If we go like Rav Pilz, I have a Schus Tainas Mezuyev and Yenem Shtar. Avada and a get, no one has a Schus Tainas Mezuyev. Ari the Mati Risho Lebailo. Chazal took away the whole, even about a Shtar. The real Baal HaShtar can't time it. Why? Because of the Meister that took away Taina Ziyuv. Can't be that I will have a Schus Taina Ziyuv. We can't say they bring over that Shtar to here. That Shtar has a Kiyum. So if you bring that Shtar to here, it has a Kiyum. If we will go with Arma Halach, then maybe we could have a Hezbollah. Why? Because the Pshat is Hazay. We need Eidus that this is the signature. We don't have Eidus. Dear, you don't have a schus to tayin mezuyif because you don't have a schus to tayin mezuyif. Or we have a dechot on the signatures. We need 2 eidim on the signatures. To make a shvuya shtoris, we need 2 eidim on the signatures. Chazal don't let him to tayin mezuyif there, so they don't let him to tayin mezuyif. But I don't have 2 eidim that this is the signatures. I have the eidus of the get. It only helps clapping the get. Bosh, he told me it could be another nafkimin lefi what we're saying. What would be if a person comes as a shtar tain is mezuyev. Basically, look, you know, in the files, they want a shtar mekuyim. This is the way it worked in the old days. Today, you just called the eidim. All day was no way. So basically, kept every shtar that they could. Afterwards, basically, kept it with kiyum shtaris. People with derech klal, in the sugyas, they would not sign every 2 people. They would sign the yaduim. The yaduim that people can mekayim the shtar. When you sign chatzkav and shmel, I mean, tomorrow there's no way to mekayim the shtar. It's useless. So people will sign alamol yaduim. They find a shtar. It's a hempik. But the hempik there is who was mekayim it. The guy was moide. Moide b'shtar shekosvi. The guy was moide that he owes the money. Shtar mekuyim that he was moide. Like the Azim. We explained in the few tests that when a person is moide, Chazal took away the schus tayin aziyuv. Even if we will say that it's a chaspe, but a person is moide, this was the pshat in the few tests of Mudalef, the pshat is no more schus tayin aziyuv. It's not the pshat, it's bichlal, it's no tayin aziyuv, it's never be a chaspe. Even if the getter of kiyum is alamod and they made it a chaspe, but when he's moide, they took away the takonas kiyum. And it was never a takonas kiyum in Shashashtal. So l'chue, If it's not takonas kiyum in such a shtar, aval if someone else also can tie in a mezuyah. Aval if you bring over that shtar doesn't have din kiyum. Aval, maybe you could argue. Aval if you're always saying aval, it's good. Aval I don't have edus. He says if this is emes, could be loshna gemora as medukdek mishtar shiotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeisdin. Why it says mishtar shiotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeisdin? Why it says mishtar shiotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeisdin? La fuke that if it's a shtar mekuyim from b'mayde b'shtar, then you can't mekayim the shtar. La fuke shtar from a nechta from a nechta. Only shtar shiotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeisdin that is a shtar of kiyum of two people. Then kiyum helps. So it's medukdek in loshon haGemara. When you do kiyum, you have to have mishtar shiotzol of aror v'niskayim bebeisdin. What? Yeah, say that. But Akash Alamol was say stam shtar shiniskayim al deedim. The tarsis could be edim, could be different zachen, right? But if we want to be madgish that not every kiyum, when it's the aror, you need it really kiyum. So when the braisa wants to be madgish, or when Ravasi wants to be madgish that kiyum shtoris is taken from a shtar shiotzol of aror, you think you have to have a good shtar? Can't say. They're asking a kasha because fault. Why you have to say it? But if it will be a yishuv and shita sarosh, a yishuv and shita sarosh. What? Yeah, but the ma'is is shuv for the gemore. It's better. About it, it's kazer. He only said aror lafuke that. But the ma'is, the gemore could have said shtar shin iskayim dafk b'shtei edim, like he's saying. So it was the derech when it was aro. But it's medukdek that not the tag the din of a shvuyah shtores is dake from the shtar mikuyah. This is one chelik. Adrabo. I will explain in a second. I'm saying this is an alte kasha that I had with three terutzim. I think we have the source of the shmeise. I want to go to ask you another kasha. Lefit voreinu, maybe I want to ask you a kasha. How you make a shvuyah shtores? Our sugya gave two ideas. You take a shtar mekuyim and you medame the chasimus, or you take two shtores that the guy ate gimel shonim and you mash with the chasimus. Now I want to ask you a shah, oksuvim. That shtores was no kiyum. How you know the signatures are good signatures? Because if the guy ate gimel shonim, it's edus. How you make a shvuyah shtores? I'm asking you a shayla. Let Chazal said, when a shtar comes, a guy could say, Mizuyev, falsh, Mizuyev. Bring to Eidim, Ekayim the shtar. The Gemara said, there's another Eitzah. Chutz from the Eidim. They take a paper, it looks the same. We mentioned it, Rabbi Nutam says it's a chidush, Mechitetz, that I'm exactly Madame. The Chazal said that it's okay. But I need to bring two real signatures, and to Madame, that is the same person. I found two shtores, the Vacheska is Gimel Shonim, Mistome it's Emes, and I'm Medame the Chasimus. Why it's enough? And I want to explain my question. Without what I said in Shir today, you will tell me, you know why it's enough? Because Midar Reis is Gimisha Nechkel. And by answer, my question is a good question. The other Shtar Midar Reis, you don't even kill. No, for the Chure, maybe the other one is also Mizuya. No, Chazoka says Mistome it's not. But now we really explain that Be'etzem, to Mekai from the Tzveite Shtar, it's garnished. The only mile is if the other Shtar is because you have a Kiyum Chasimus on it. So what helps to be Mekayim from two Shtores that is the Cheskas Gimel Shonima? It's enough to tell me that the Chasimus are enough? What? So I'm saying, I want to explain myself. We'll get in a second to the Svarim. But I want to ask, I'm saying, Lulei what we said in Shir, when you read this Gemara, you read like this. Be'etzem I can mekayim from a Tzveite Shtar. The Alamol, maybe the Tzveite Shtar is also Mizuyev. We're asking a good question, can Mishanechkir have a fault? So if it's Mekuyim, the other Shtar, it's enough. Or if you have three Cheskes Gimel Shonim, it's also enough. But now we're explaining that the only way to Mekayim is if the other shtar is Mekuyim. If the other shtar is not Mekuyim, it's doch garnished. The Kiyim is doch garnished. If the other shtar is not Mekuyim, the Kiyim is garnished. If the other shtar is not Mekuyim, the Kiyim is garnished. So if the kiyum is garnished, what helps that the other person ate cheskes gimel shani? Yeah, the chazak in other shtar.
One second.
It's a raya. That well, that the guy bought the soda, yes. And it's a slightly raya indirectly. Maybe that the paper is true. Maybe. Maybe. He bought a cargo. What does it say with this shtar?
Or it's a tachon de rabbanan.
One second. You want to switch to rutzim? In a second. I'm saying again. I'm really trying to explain that the question that we stelled is not stam. Again, I'm saying, here we're learning the sugya for the Shvuya Shtoris. It's not stam. We said three drachim. The sugya is mevur be'etzem that you could mekayim shtar not only from a shtar mekuyim, also from two shtoris. That is a cheskes gimel shonim or ksuvitz. Yeshev is tachas bailo. The shayla what it is. So lulei dvoreinu would say, if I go. Be'etzem I can mekayim from the tzveite shtar, val the tzveite shtar be'etzem is gimel shonach kiro. And there is no tainas mezuyif. Of a fault is a shtikul ahore. And that the cheskes gimel shonim comes to take care of. And now the cheskes gimel shonim comes to take care of. But lefim we say that be'etzem the other shtar does not have a koyach. The only mile of the tzveite shtar is that we have two edim that say that itak esat that this is the signature. So here is nischadish in the Gemara that when you make a shvuya shtores, you can make a shvuya shtores even from a shtar that I don't have edim on the signatures. I have a chazoket that mistom etzemes. I don't know, but the whole state of the Inechanami, Chidush, that for a Shvuyish Torah, Chazal will make it even in such a Zach. Chazal will make it in a Shvuyish Torah, that even such a Zach is enough for a Shvuyish Torah. It's a big Chidush. Say that. Kol Kiyum Shtores is the Rabbanon. The whole Kiyum Shtores is a Dover the Rabbanon. But I'm saying, Bepasht is a Pukvakot. Be'etzem, it's good. Just maybe Yenim Dir, I'm also tiny Mizuyev. This is our question. If it's a Cheskes Gimel Shonim Dir, so I'm not tiny Mizuyev Dir. We don't have a race on the other star. We don't have to be choishish, maybe the other star is not Emes. But if Be'etzem, I'm looking for Eidus. Where I found Eidus? I didn't find Eidus. I found another star of a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, as person eight, so my stomach the star is Emes, and from that is enough to be Mash Mechassimus. Okay, Takon the Rabbonim. But it's a uftreis that we have a new takana de rabbon.
Why is it better than
before and after? What? Why it's better? The Torah says, well, what? So there could be its edus, here it's a svore. Right? He's asking the kashya. Before and after, it's not enough. And here it's enough. Cheskes gimel shonim is a raya. So what do you, Ken Zayin, it's a raya to that. Reb Nochem Alamol said that is bothering him something that he never found, no one shtars on it. When the Rambam brings down that you could mekayim a shtar from shtei sodos, sheich ze gimel shonim, loshen Rambam is the Rambam brings it down פרק ו' הלכה ג' מעדוס אין מקיים את השטר משטורס אחרים אלו משטור שתי שטורס של שתי סודויס. Listen carefully. Sha'ochlum ba'aleim sholishonim achilo gluyo nechoino beloy shum yiro veloy pachad mitviye ba'oilom kederech sha'ochlum kol ba'alei sodo yisayim. Sha'ochlum ba'aleim sholishonim achilo gluyo nechoino בלוי שום יירו ולוי פחד מטבי הסביילים כדרך שאויך למכל בעלי סודויס ויסייר נוחם אס אין הול חסקס הבאתים דרם אבדין סי חסקס גימל שון עם סור שרף כדרך הביילים בלוי שום יירו ופחד אין אפי זה לא לבית סיטר נוחם says he has a feeling he never feel his eyes but this is what he wanted to feel his eyes could be that the Cheskas Gimoshonim that you have to hear, have here, that's not enough for Bebasadik. Look at Zula Moshe, the guy is in a Soda. There's no one around. In the Moshe, if someone buys a field, 500 miles away from New York, no one is there, and he comes and he takes the field, the Bailim knows enough, he has a Cheskas Gimoshonim. But no one, it was not Achilo Gluyo. There was no gluya. There you come twice a year in the middle of the night and you take the fruits off. No one saw it. It's not enough. Even if Bechezkas Gimelshonim is allowed to throw the shtar and the melee becomes a muhzik and the karka, here it's a new kind of raya. It's not the raya from the besmetash of Cheskas Gimelshonim. It's a rumdem. Reb Leib Gruvitz bought a raya in Arzay Diberav, the same time. He says, when you learn Babi Basra, why do you have to have Cheskas Gimelshonim? Famous machlekes Ktzeis and Ramban. Only because only after 3 years is a raya that is yours. The Ramban learns the raya is miyad. No, a person has to keep his shtar for 3 years as a reyesa evach v'shtoruch. Here l'chu has no reyesa, he has a shtar. So why do you have to have 3 years? The raya that it's his is miyad. The raya that it's his noch miyad. The Teretz again. We're not going shtar plus the din of Cheskas Gimelshonim. It's under a zach. It's not if Cheskas Gimelshonim says that it's mine, so it's a raya that the shtar is mine. I heard once a raya. Shtei ksuvis. What is the aloha? Stam, two ladies married, they have a ksuvah. Cheskas Gimelshonim, you could have a mistake. Cheskas Gimelshonim says the shtar is mine. 100% the shtar is real, right? This is the way you learn. In ksuvis, what is the raya? She's married for 10 years and she has a paper in the house. So what is the raya? All people write ksuvah is wrong. We saw. No, Gimelshonim and ksuvah also. What? So I'm asking you. So what is the Gimelshonim do? It's Cheskas Gimelshonim. So the Gimelshonim is bichlal no shaykh to Cheskas Gimelshonim, right? So from when the Ran found Cheskas Gimelshonim and ksuvah? Was Cheskas Gimelshonim and ksuvah? So now we just have to go minei v'bei. So if the ksuvah doesn't mean the Cheskas Gimelshonim, so the Cheskas Karkos also doesn't mean Gimelshonim. So more from that. Now it could be that lo yotzir, it's a different Gimelshonim. It's not Gimelshonim. What? No, that she's married for 3 years. What? So they say the Ran. I didn't see the Ran, but they say that the Ran says that the Gimelshonim is also on the ksuvah. I don't know. I didn't see. Kenzan, I don't like new things that I didn't see before. I don't like to look inside to see them be here. But what is the answer? The answer is it's bichlal andere parsha. I'm just saying a madgish. Parsha when you learn the Gemara, you mean if I know the soda is mine, so mele I know the shtar is good. If I know the shtar is good, I'm a kind of zweite shtar. It's not negir. We do have raya and chsimus, and here the Gemara is mechadish andere raya and chsimus. One zav. Let me gain the second part. Hashlom asayinya. It's 4 gemoras in Shas that the gemara says kiyum shtores derabonon. 4 gemoras. Daf chof aleph. The gemara says 8 nase dayon. And kiyum shtores 8 nase dayon. Daf chof ches. Eilu neemonim leoid masherou bekatnuson. For Kiyum Shtores, you could say, hey, this is what you saw. Why? Kiyum Shtores de Rabbonon. So again, Daf Chof Aleph, the Gemara said, Eid Nase Dayan. Daf Chof Ches, Eilu Ne'emonim Lo'id Be'gadlusom Asherov Be'katnusom Kiyum Shtores de Rabbonon. At the beginning, Yibobikame, you could Mekayim the Shtar Shaloi Befonov. And the Rosh learns why? Kiyum Shtores de Rabbonon Chazal Bumeikir. The Gemara in Gittin says, why before I nechtav helps, afilu be'idechon, Kiyum Shtores de Rabbonon. So 4 places in Shas, the Gemara says that Kiyum Shtores is de Rabbonon. Midairai say you don't need a Kiyum to Shtores, but mid Rabbonon you need a Kiyum Shtores. Mid Rabbonon you need a Kiyum Shtores. Tesis in Daf Chof Ches, when it's one of the 4 Gemaras that state that Kiyum Shtores is the Rabbonon, Tesis in Daf Chof Ches asks a kasha. How it could be that Kiyum Shtores is the Rabbonon? Every guy will go and write a shtar on his friend. Hayale al adas. Tesis means al derech darchinoyam. It can't be that the Torah will say such a halacha. It can't be that the Torah will say such a halacha. But every person. So now, first, la'amita shel dvarim. Maskonas ha'teisus dear that ein echanami midairaisa you don't need kiyum, and the mitzayin the teisus and tzadik beis amud beis that midairaisa you don't need kiyum because leichotzif inish leziyufa. The Torah was saying and leichotzif inish leziyufa. This is the emes. Even though the nafchof ches teisus doesn't finish it, he just says that avadim midarabon midairaisa does smashma and gitin midairaisa you don't need a kiyum. So Tesis of Tzadik Beis says that midairaisi you don't need a kiyum because lechotzif inish leziyufa. Tesis Tzadik Beis amud Beis. But interesting that Tesis in Chof Ches wanted to say like this: every shtar needs a kiyum deiraisa, but for kiyum deiraisa is enough one shtar of a sudden, not two shtaros. Even shtei shtaros ayoytzi mitachas yodoy. Midarabonon it's not enough. And with the Rabbanon, you need two shtores, and you need not yoytzi mitachas yodoy, and you need shtar sheniskaya. Maskona Tesis says in Ishtazay, with the Reis, you don't need nothing. But Tesis in Chof Ches had a tzad, that with the Reis and Kiyum shtores, you need, what you need with the Reis and Kiyum shtores? Epes. That's very interesting. So Tesis had a tzad, that with the Reis, you need epes. And what is the epes? Ashvuy shtores. And velcha ashvuy shtores? The lower level of ashvuy shtores. So Reb Nochem would speak it out. Just speak it out. He said, it's interesting. Yesterday in Shir we said, that Rabbi Nutam says that ashvuy shtores is the lowest kind of kiyum. And it doesn't help me the reise. We said, machlik tzis and shach. Aber, Rabbi Nutam said that it doesn't help me the reise. And even when it helps, you need double checking. And Tesis here came and said, again, the Maskona Tesis Choyza. Midairaisa, you don't need nothing, it's everything is Midarabona. Oh, but Tesis had a Hava Amine to say like this, Midairaisa, you need Kiyum. But what is the Kiyum that you need Midairaisa? Ashvuy Shtores would be enough. And the lowest of Ashvuy Shtores. And this would help me deiraisa. The maskana is nishta zeh. So Nochem says, I'm asking you svoras afuches. Rabbi Nutam says la aloche that normally you don't need kiyum shtores deiraisa, only sometimes. But when you need deiraisa, a shvuy shtores is not good, and even two shtores is not good midairaisa. And Tesis had a habe amine that you will need kiyum shtores deiraisa, but even if you will need a kiyum shtores deiraisa, the lower madrege of kiyum shtores will. But Tesis the maskonas Tesis nishta zeh. The midairaisa you don't need because the chotzi finish the ziyufe. But we have to understand what was the hava amina from Tesis. What was the hava amina from Tesis? What? Again, the maskonas Tesis says in Tzadik Beis. I'm not sure. There was a Hava Amine that midairaisa you would need kiyum and the lower level of kiyum. And velche? Ashvuy shtores would help. Ashvuy shtores would help. And mid the rabbanon you need more. And mid the rabbanon you need more. I'll mechade the kasha. If you want, I'll mechade the kasha. I didn't want to mechade it so much, but I'll mechade the kasha. Here, beautiful kasha. La halacha today, midairaisa kiyum shtores, you don't need. Only midarabonon. When you need midarabonon, what you need? Ashvuy shtores is enough. Zok de Rabbi Nutam, zok de when you need midairaisa, you need much more. So the raisa needs more, the rabbonon needs less. Tesis says no. Midairaisa you need, but Ashvuy Shtores is good. Rabbonon want much more. Look how is Heifech HaYoytzos. This is the only make a kasha of Nochem. Look there, Heifech Yoytzes. We're not asking. We're just finishing the Misakim the Sugi of Kiyum Shtolas. And Taisis asked the Kasha, how you say it's the Rabbanon, every guy will be Mizayev Shtolas? The Maskonis of Taisis Adik Beis, Lechotzif Inish the Zayuve, people don't do it. Don't worry. People don't do it. Lechotzif Inish the Zayuve. Lechotzif Inish the Zayuve, people don't do it. But I haven't been a taste outside that people do it. So the taste is for the day. Raisa is enough for Shvuya Shtores. Rabbonon want much more. So it's interesting. For the Rabbonon, Shvuya Shtores is good, even lower level. But Rabbonon want more. The Rao says, La Alochikim Shtores the Rabbonon. So what do you need? Shvuya Shtores. When you need the Raisa, then you need a real cube. So the Rabbonon needs less. And the Raisa needs more. Frank Rabnochim, this we call Svoras Afuchas. How it could be that Tesis would say that if you need Midrei Raisa, no, Shvuya Shtores is good. Rabbanon want more. And the Ra'o, and the Reb Shira, they say no, when you need Midrei Raisa, Shvuya Shtores is not good. Rabbanon would say that that is enough. L'chur it's a Svoras Afuchas. L'chur it's a Svoras Afuchas. I'm asking, but he's asking it's a Svoras Afuchas. He's asking svoras afuches, and Tesis is mashma that the deraisa is enough less, and the rabbanon need more. Tesis is nishtaze. Look at Tesis chofchas. Tesis says with the rabbanon you need two shtores. This is what he has explained the whole sugya there. But you need more for the rabbanon. You need more from the deraisa. The rice is enough the lower level, Rabbanon need more, Zog Tesis Chofches. And Rab Shrira Goyen says, the Rabbanon need less, the rice needs more. And this is the Svoris HaFuches, maybe it's a way to be Yashiv, but that's the Svoris HaFuches. Lomazen, the Gemara Vaita. Tonu Rabbanon. This is Bezem, the last Sugis, later Sugis of Shtores. Koisev odo meidusoy al ashtar umeid oleo afilu leachar kamashonim. A person had members of Eidus, so he writes it on a piece of paper, and leachar kamashonim he could come and say over the story. Omar Ravune vehu shezoichro me'atzmoy. What is vehu shezoichro me'atzmoy? Zogt Rashi, Beloy Re'ias Ashtar Nisker Ktsas Meidusoy. He remembers a little bit. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afal Pishaino Zoichro Me'atzmoy. He doesn't remember nothing. Zogt Rashi, Chas V'Sholem. If he doesn't remember nothing, it's Mipiksovo. Means he didn't remember, and when he signed the paper, he reminded himself. אלו לאחר שרוע בשטר נוסם בליבי וניסקר שלא נשתקר ממנו כל כך שמזכירים לו ניסקר אבל הניסקר לגמרי לוי תרחמון עומר בפיר ולוי מפיקסופו so the בסיינקה וזמי מיד היא פשט in the Gemara רבונה הולץ והוא שזויכו מעצמו רבי יוחנן אמר אף על פי שאינו זויכו oh, but then he remembers so what רבונה הולץ if them what רבונה הולץ if he forgot and he sees in the paper and then he remembers it's good or not לפי רבונה What? Fir Avuna, it's good or not good? No, Chabal. Ravuna holds, Afal pi shezoich, Omar Ravuna, Vuhu shezoich o me'atzmo. He has to remember the Eidus. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Afal pi she'en o zoich o. Even though he doesn't remember the Eidus. So Rashi, not even if he doesn't remember the Eidus. If he doesn't remember the Eidus, he picks up him. He doesn't remember the Eidus of the Piksova. No, he remembers when he sees the paper, he remembers. And of that, Ravuna said that it's not good. So Ravuna holds that what? That he has to remember on his own. But if he remembers through the paper, it's not good. Why it's not good? All of the Rabbon and all of the Raisa, Vesach Nishgida. Could be, he has to remember the whole time. If he has side things that remind him, it's not good. Zokne bis Yanke will read good Loshen Rashi. Ravuna Omar Vehush Zoicho Me'atzmo. I want to ask you a question before the Rashi. No, so Ravuna holds if you remember from the paper is not good. So why are you writing on the paper? What? So what?
Remember.
What? So to remember the what?
She remembered me
right now. No. What? Remember? Remember the details. The details. Now I want to ask you a shayla zog de b'siyankim. And now when he sees the paper, he remembers the detail on his own, or he reads it from the paper. What happens to Gabi the details? Ravuna holds v'usha zoicho. But the details he forgets. Now that he sees the paper, what happens? He remembers on his own the details, or he's using the paper? Zog de b'siyankim, no. He's using the paper. Ravuna holds what you forgot, the paper cannot remind you.
He says, Rashi says,
look good in Rashi. Look good in Rashi. Hazel Zog de b'siyankim in Rashi. Again, comes out. You forgot the whole thing, the paper reminds you, and it's good. Ravuna holds the paper can remind you. So what is the white write on the paper? So Rashi, some details I will not remember. So I see some of the details. Now what happens? I remind myself these details or not? I remind myself the details, I'm not reminding myself the details. What happens with the details? Zog de b'siyankev, he's medayik in Rashi, the details I forgot and I will never remember. And I'm saying a part of the edus from the paper and a part of my head. Baruch Bel is explaining, and it's not called me piksovam, because the ikar edus is me plus papers. Plus papers. V'hushe zoicho. But not the pshat, and then he remembers. This reason is no Rashi. If you would have to remember there, Rashi would have to say the same thing. Zokter, he has a raya. The Gemara is mamshich. Omar Rabune. Omar Rabbe, shmamen over the Rabbi Yechonon. Hani betray the yad esaduse. Umenashi chad minayu. Matker chad lechavrei. We see that if one forgot, he could remind him. Why the Gemara doesn't carry on Lefi Ravuna the same thing? If one forgot the details, his friend could help him. The same thing Lefi Rabbi Yechanan. You're telling me a chidush that if it's two edim and one forgot the story, his friend could tell him the details. His friend could tell him the details. So say, even when it's one. Same thing, Lefir of Rabbi Yechanan. When he forgot the Eidus, the Shtar could remind him. So the same thing when it's two Eidim. The second one could remind him. If the second one could remind him the Eidus. So the Zelbezach, say Lefir Avune. Hani Trei Sadi. One knows all the details, and one does not know all the details. So the other person could remind him. The Teretz is Zog Tarazay. Ravuna holds what you forgot doesn't help to remind you. So why it helped in a shtar? What?
Okay.
Me and the other part of the piksovim. Here, if the other part is the guy is saying the details, the other guy, I only have one aid. I don't have two. If I don't know the whole details, so all the details on the other person, it's only aid echot. It's only Eid Echot. Again, Lefi Ravune, I'm missing some of the details, so I'm looking in the paper. If then I remember on my own, so say the same Chiddush in two people instead of a paper. Two people. The Teretz is, Lefi Ravune, what I forgot, no one can remind me. It doesn't help to remind. Now the Chiddush is, I can do Chelek Be'alpeh and Chelek Be'ksav. This is when I'm coming myself. But when I come with my friend, I forgot a part of the details. He's reminding me, I can't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. So how much edim we have? Only one. And one edim, you can't be Moitzi Mamet. And one edim, you can't be Moitzi Mamet. Das besteht in der Gemara. Now, I want to be masbir a little bit. So Rashi explains, why if I don't remember it's not good, mi piem veloy mi piksovo. What is the pshat in this miut, mi piyam veloy mi piksavam? We have to know that aloche mi piyam veloy mi piksavam is two chidushim in the aloche mi piyam veloy mi piksavam. We'll start with this chidushim mi piyam veloy mi piksavam. This is the Gemara in Yevames. That the Gemara says, that we can't leave the Shtar Kiddushin by the Eidim, maybe they will forget the time of the Kiddushin, they will look in the paper, and they will say the Eidus, lefi what they saw in the paper, mipiyem veloy mipik savam. The first aloha mipiyem veloy mipik savam is not speaking about bringing the Shtar to Beis Din. We're speaking about the Eidim looking in their pockets, reading from the paper, reminding themselves from the paper. What is the pshat? Maybe it's a double pshat, but I think if you explain it, it gives a tam. When an aide comes and says, I saw Reuven kill. How you know Reuven kill? You saw. How you know that you saw? How you saw Reuven kill? Where? Well, explain that. What do you mean you saw? Your memory tells you that you saw, right? How you know that you saw? It was a year ago. How you know that you saw? I remember. I'm a super alamol. You have to remember the pictures. Nachman, you have to remember the pictures. You remember Taki, how was the gun? He said, I don't remember. I just know then. I know that Reuven killed. I remember. Exactly. Okay. I'm not asking the chkiras with drishes. I remember the picture.
I know
that he killed. You remember now the gun is shooting? No, you don't remember the details. You have to remember to see the bullet going in.
This is that he killed him.
What, you remember the picture?
You have to remember that he killed him.
No. There's another way to remember. When I had the story, instead of putting it in back in my head, in my memory, a guy asked him a shayla in a sugya, he answers. Then you see he got it wrong. He thinks that he remembers, yeah? Not every time the memory is 100%. But you shaf out from your memory and you say, Eidus. On the mute from the PM Valemi Piksavam, I took what I saw, I written it down, so I could, it's my paper. So it's a kind of memory. Avdem shteit mi PM Valemi Piksavam. This is not the mute of bringing the ksav to Beis Din. Then is another halacha, you have to talk in Beis Din. You can't give a shtar. But you have to talk. The Ritva explains in Yevomis that it's two mutim. Mipiyam v'loy mipiksovam, on the mute, and this is what the Bisyankiv explains. Rav Huna came and said, the Iker part I remember, the little details I could pull out for myself. But when I don't remember and I come on another guy and he says, it doesn't help, it's garnished. The other guy says it doesn't help. My ksav be'etzim is me. My ksav, it's me. It's be'etzim muchach minei ve'bei in the teisves. Kaisari explains that if the Eidim come and say that we saw a shtar, it's okay. But if they say that they saw that Yelim killed and they don't say that it's mipi ksav, it's a problem. Why it's a problem? Mipi ve'lo mipi ksavam. Say better, it's a problem because they're shakronim. They don't remember that he killed. Remembering that he killed from my paper, it's me remembering. I remember that he killed. I'm telling you that he killed. This is the Eidus. Not like this. We almost finished the Stugi of Shtores. There's a couple more details in Chof Aleph and a little bit, but we have to finish the stays first. There's one Ashlome that we have to finish. I think here is the Mokoim. When you finish the Sugi of Shtores, to have a Davar Sholem, Father, the Farib Chazarim, is why every Shtar is not Mipiyim Velei Mipik Sovel. The Ktsayis and the Reb Chaim, why Shtar works? Hari is Aloche Mipiyim Velei Mipik Sovel. So from where is the Aloche of Shtores? How came the Aloche of Shtores in the world? The Ktsayis says, I think, four Mahalachim. Chaim has a Mahalach. So I hope, as Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the thesis and Beikah will tell to Masbi how Shtar works. And as Hashem, the Yom Rishon will start the Sugya of Birkas Chasadim.
So for more people are coming than
the Chayim. No, I'm not worried. I'm saying.